Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor, and Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Good evening, folks. This is Dean Martin. Well, from the expectant look of our studio audience, the waving arm of our producer, and the poised baton of our leader, I'd say Friday has come around again. It's been a mighty quiet week, although Jerry was pretty aggravated yesterday. It seems he got the wrong head back from the cleaners. But everything's all straightened out now, and Jerry is just about back to abnormal. Anyway, until he struts out here, let's spend some time together in the cool, cool, cool of the evening.
Sue wants a barbecue, Sam wants to boil ham, Grace votes for bouillabaisse stew. Jake wants a wiener baked steak and a layer cake, he'll get a tummy ache too. We'll rent a tent or a TV, let the town crier cry. And if it's RSVP, this is what I'll reply. Well, in the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell them I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, better save a chair. When the party's getting the glove on, singing fills the air. In the shank of the night when the dunes are right, tell them I'll be there. We said to Bumblebee, let's have a jubilee. When said the prairie hen, soon. Sure said the dinosaur, where said the grizzly bear, under the light of the moon. How about you, brother jackass? Everyone gaily cries. Is you coming to the fracas? Over his specs, his size. Well, in the cool, cool, cool of the evening, tell him I'll be there. In the cool, cool, cool of the evening, slick him on my hair. When parties are getting the glow on, singing fills the air. If I ain't in the clink and there's something to drink, tell him I'll be there. If I find the right sock by 11 o'clock, you tell him I'll be there. If you need a new face or a tenor of bass, tell him I'll be there. If I climb out of bed, put a hat on my head, tell him I'll be there.
It's my pleasure to introduce...
Pardon me, Dean, but Jerry asked me to hand this to you. It's his introduction. He wants you to read it aloud.
Oh, so the kid wants a formal introduction, huh? Well, let's see what it says. Well, here we are. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great pride and joy that I introduce my partner this time. I hereby do solemnly swear that I believe him to be the funniest man alive. That he has the world's greatest personality. That he is brilliant beyond description. That he is handsome, clever, and fantastically adorable. Here he is now, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Dean? That is so beautiful, I could cry. I never heard anything so beautiful in all my life. Oh, what did I do to deserve such adoration?
Oh, what a can of Jerry. You know you wrote that introduction. You wrote those flowery phrases. You put in all those adjectives. You wrote every single word.
Tell the truth. Wasn't it thrilling?
Now, listen, Jerry, I'm tired of all your cheap little tricks. From now on, I introduce you in my own way.
Yeah, well, I don't like the way you make introductions.
You mean introductions?
No, dictions. You talk like you got two tongues.
Are you implying that I don't articulate properly?
Are you implying that I know what articulate means?
Jerry, I think it's about time you settled down and acted like a normal human being.
Isn't it, Eddie Martin? We're doing all right the way I am.
No, we're not, boy. Not since you've developed that horrible disposition. Oh, boy, not that way. It's such a horrible disposition I never saw in my whole life. Never.
Oh, I have to disagree with you.
What are you talking about anyway? You're so miserable, you won't even eat anything that agrees with you.
Jerry! You've gone a little too far.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I really am, Dean. Honest, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Will you forgive me, Bobby?
Well, I...
You know what I think of you, Deanie. You're my partner. I wouldn't trade you for the whole world. You're my friend, my pal. I love you. I love you very much.
Shall we pick out the furniture?
Look, Dean, just to show you how I feel, why don't you go backstage and rest for a while? I'll hold the fort.
Oh, that's mighty nice of you, boy. I'll tell you what, Jer. You sang a song a few weeks ago, and lots of people asked if you'd sing another song. Now, this would be just about the right time to do it.
You would talk me into it.
Oh, all right.
Your pumpkin pie, but I love girls. I can't see those foreign cars. You're taking trips from here to Mars, but I love girls. I love to hear them rustle, and I love their luscious faces. They're angled here and rounded there in just the proper places. Any girl, the girl for me, just as long as she's a she, 'cause I love girls. I don't fancy candy bars or autographs of movie stars, but I love. Put a show on. I love their lovely hair and eyes and nose and lips and so on. I'm in heaven, I declare, when my lips meet another pair, 'cause I love girls. But I love girls. Right through the ceiling. They make my blood pressure high, but what a lovely way to die, 'cause I love girls. I mean my mother. I love girls.
you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I got a nosebleed from that key. Well, Dean, how'd you like that song, Dean?
Very nice, Jared.
I mean, it was real good, huh, Dean?
Oh, real crazy.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad you like it, and I appreciate it. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Real nice place.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks a lot, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen...
I like, you know, you put everything into it.
Oh, yeah, ha, ha, ha. All right, Dean. Ladies and
gentlemen... I really like...
All right! Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say...
Boy, you're really saying that.
All right, Dean. I'll never sing again.
Okay. Subject of who likes what, we'd like to hear a few words from Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Dean. Ladies and gentlemen, here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today, these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means, try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist.
There have been many popular ballads written around a kiss, but here's an up-and-coming ditty that's all about the biggest kiss of them all, because this kiss is big enough to build a dream on. Thank you very much, say I. And now let's hear what Jimmy Wallington has to say.
Thank you, Dean. And now here's something of interest to everybody.
Chiclet. Chiclet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside, too.
Chiclet. Chiclet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chiclet. Chiclet.
Count the difference. Count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chiclet. Chiclet. Chiclet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With Chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclet, Chiclet, Chiclet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the most exciting part of every show for Jerry and me is the time when we bring on our guest of the evening. And believe me, our guest tonight has caused quite a bit of excitement since the first moment she hit the public eye. She's one of our most popular young actresses and a very wonderful person. The lovely Miss Jane Russell. It's really a pleasure to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you, Dino. You know, we've been friends for some time, but I'm dying to meet your partner.
Really? You'd like to meet Jerry?
Oh, I sure would. Could I watch when you feed him?
Well, we usually...
Hey, Dean, did you see my...
Wow! Zippity-doo-dah!
Jerry, you have no reason to act like this.
Well, yes, I do. She's a girl.
Say, how old is this kid anyway?
Old enough to know when to say zippity-doo-dah.
Well, you're a married man, Jerry, and you act like you've never seen a girl before.
That's right, Jerry. Haven't you ever seen your wife?
My mother-in-law is very strict.
Jerry, this is no way to act in front of a lovely lady like Jane Russell.
Gosh, are you really Jane Russell, a movie star?
Uh-huh.
Boy, I bet you know a lot of the other stars.
Oh, I guess I know most of them.
Is Gary Cooper really a tall midget?
Well, I
want to know, is Esther Williams really Buster Crabbe's uncle?
Oh, Jerry! Why don't you use your head? Esther Williams is a woman, and a woman can never be an uncle.
You've never met my Uncle Sadie, have you?
Jerry, forget about the other stars. Let's concentrate on Miss Russell.
All righty.
Zippity-doo-dah.
I don't know why you say that, Jerry. I'm just an average girl.
Listen, baby. If you're an average girl, I've been going out with boys.
Something, Dean. Is he for real?
Let me answer that, Dean. I ain't really jikey, Jane. Honest. They just make me act like this. Way down deep, I'm really a great dramatic actor.
Yeah, he really means it, Jane. Jerry would love to be the tough hero in one of your movies.
Well, let's give him a chance tonight. I have nothing to lose but my career.
Well, I'm a sport. Let's give it a whirl.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who did not see that great Western picture, The Outlaw, our stars have prepared their own dramatic version. We are proud to present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Jane Russell in... The In-Law. Into the night... And with the speed of light, we hear the sound of hoofs and the wild, terrifying cry of...
Hi, Ho, Platinum! Slow down already, I'm getting nauseous.
It's Billy the Kid. Two-gunned, two-fisted, two-headed Billy the Kid. Fleeing from justice, he rides by day and by night to the arms of his sweetheart, Lola.
Lola!
Maybe you got a little baking soda.
Lola, I've been riding 3 days and 3 nights to reach you.
Oh, you must be tired. Sit down.
I said I've been riding 3 days and 3 nights.
Gosh, Billy, how does it feel to be the toughest, most feared bandit in all the West?
Well, I'll tell you, girl. Every day I get up and I ride across the prairie. I rob a bank, hold up a stagecoach, rustle some cattle, shoot a sheriff, go home and count my loot. Then I stand up, take a deep breath and say to myself,
eh. Oh, Billy, how I've missed you. Take me in your arms and kiss me.
Here now, not in front of my horse.
Billy, Billy, someone's coming. It's the sheriff. Hide in the back room quick. He'll never find you there.
How do you know?
We don't have a back room.
All right, you two, reach for it.
Reach for what?
Don't confuse me. I missed rehearsal.
I'm telling you one thing, Sheriff. You'll never take me alive.
Okay, then I'll take you the way you are.
Now, what are you charging him with, Sheriff?
He wants me for pinching cattle.
You mean punching cattle?
No, pinching. It happened while I was milking one.
Can you prove this, Sheriff?
You're darn tootin', lady. We caught him white-handed. Billy the Kid, you're nothing but a yellow-bellied, chicken-livered, cowardly rat.
Now, watch your language. There's a member of the weakest sex in this room.
Shall I leave?
Come on, boys. Let's settle this peacefully. How about a drink?
I'll take 3 fingers of rye. I'm thirsty.
Well, I'll take 3 fingers of scotch. I'm thirsty.
I'll take 3 fingers. I'm hungry.
Oh, boy, I'm going to fill you full of lead, boy.
Now. Listen, be careful, Sheriff. Billy's the best shot in the West.
There ain't nobody tougher than Billy the Kid, see? Why, I'm so tough, I wear spurs on my boots.
So what? Everybody wears spurs.
On the inside.
Show what you can do with a gun, Billy. Go on, show him.
Okay, watch me, Sheriff. I'm going to light this cigarette with my gun.
Ain't you afraid you'll hit your nose?
Me? Shoot my nose? Watch this.
Well, things didn't smell so
bad. Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out.
Dear, let's return from the wide open spaces for a minute because it's time for all of us to sound off the Chesterfield.
Jingle bells will soon be ringing.
Santa Claus will soon be bringing Christmas gifts for girls and guys.
Here's a gift to satisfy
Chesterfield.
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 A Christmas carton of milder, milder Chesterfield.
That's right.
Folks, with Christmas just 11 days away, remember that your neighborhood Chesterfield dealer is ready to serve you with a complete line of Christmas gifts. So drop in on him. The first thing that'll catch your eye will be his beautiful display of Chesterfield Christmas cartons.
Folks, this carton is your holiday greeting card, and inside is your present, Milder Chesterfields. Remember, Chesterfield is something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. So this year, give your friends Christmas card cartons of Chesterfields, and for your own smoking pleasure all year around.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off for Chesterfield.
Buy a pack of Chesterfield.
Do it.
Today.
Well, I guess everybody makes a lot of mistakes when they're young, and most of us continue to make them as we grow older. Still, it's a comforting thought to know that you do learn from each mistake you make. This is a thought that has been beautifully summed up in one of my all-time favorites. I hope it's a favorite of yours, too. So, Mr. Stabile.
Better and better.
Of course I do, Jerry. After all, I happen to have a great voice, a sensational style of singing, and the most wonderful arrangement and selections of songs.
Dean, you simply must get over that feeling of inferiority.
Well, I was just kidding, Jerry. Say, Jane, I hope you had a good time on the show tonight.
Oh, I sure did, Dino. It was a ball.
Well, you could have fooled me. I thought it was a radio show.
Jane, it was really nice having you with us tonight.
He's right, Jane. You've been a wonderful sport, and Dean and I are looking forward to seeing you in your new RKO picture, Double Dynamite, with Groucho Marx and Frank Sinatra.
Thanks, Jerry. Good night, folks.
Good night, Jane.
Night, Jane.
Well, folks, that wraps up another show. Look in again next week if you can. Until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis reminding you that we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of our soon-to-be-released picture, Sailor Beware.
Good night, folks.
Night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear. Produced and directed by Dick Bank, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile. Brought to you by Anison for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By Dentine, the gum with breathtaking flavor. And Beeman's Pepsin, the gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too. And by Chesterfield. Sound off for Chesterfield. Get something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
Here at Duffy's Tavern with Archie on NBC.